The nines. Two things you need to know for this story to make sense. One, I performed a love poem written for Steve at a venue called Town Hall in Seattle, Washington, with the Seattle Orchestra in front of 800 people, including most anybody who was a player in the relationship between us. I nailed it. Not the relationship, the poem. Two, when I first moved in with Steve, he wanted me to see a movie he'd already seen called The Nines, starring Ryan Reynolds and Melissa McCarthy, about a man living three parallel realities, each being unaware of the other. The theme of the movie is to look for the nines. Look for the other people bringing consciousness into all this content. When the movie was over, Steve told me he thought I was a nine. I was flattered. Don't mind if I am. The nines occasionally came to mind throughout our relationship, but nothing overtly happenstance, unless you count the time we played touch football with Ryan Reynolds at a mutual friend's wedding. Who does that? We did. I was on Ryan's team. And Ryan stopped Steve from getting two touchdowns, which was its own beautiful sight. I had actually never seen Steve so springy. The week I left Steve, I was walking down the long, dark, proverbial tunnel to the light. It's in Port Townsend, Washington, Fort Worden. I was literally walking down a long, dark tunnel, making my way to the light. At the end of the tunnel, where the light began, was a metal pole sticking up from the ground to prevent vehicles from coming and going. When I walked out of the tunnel, I saw that someone had written on the pole in black Sharpie, "Look for the nines." On May 25th, 2017, I was renovating my apartment and received an uncharacteristic message from Steve that finally caused me to remove the possibility of us ever getting back together. I wrote him back, two sentences, four words each. It doesn't matter what they said, because out of context, it wouldn't make sense. It mattered only to the rescue effort of my dignity. The point is, after nearly 3.5 years of trudging through the indecision of us, I finally made peace and disconnected from the disconnect. When I hit send on those final words, I shut the computer, stood up, and literally felt the anger and the resentment pop like a tapioca pearl gushing out of my body. The relief, immeasurable. The hugest smile from my chest up, eyes watery in the lightness of being and the fuck yes. That day, I got an email from Town Hall in Seattle. They were about to undergo a year of renovations and wanted to confirm my participation in a show they were throwing called Town Hall's Last Hurrah. It would have been the week of Steve's and my 7th anniversary. They were paying me the exact amount of money I lost when I had gone back to Seattle at the end of the world tour. And they wanted me to open for Seattle's most requested party band, The Nines.